कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरा यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे रामा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे
जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुधीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपाकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड कॉन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन नारद एंड व्यासदेव टेक्स्ट नंबर 3। स्वयंभुवा कया वृत्त्या वर्तितं ते परं वयः कथं चेदं उदस्राक्षी काले प्राप्ते कलेवरम्। स्वयंभुवा कया वृत्त्या वर्तितं ते परं वया कथं चेदं उदस्राक्षी काले प्राप्ते कलेवरम्। स्वयंभुवा कया वृत्त्या वर्तितं ते परं वयः कथं चेदं उदस्राक्षी काले प्राप्ते कलेवरम्। Matajis, Swayambhuva, O son of Brahma, Kaya, under what condition, Vritya, occupation, Vartitam, was spent, Te, you, Param, after the initiation, Vaya, duration of life, katam, how, cha, and, idam, this, udasrakshi, did you quit, kale, in due course, prapte, having attained, kalevaram, body. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O son of Brahma, how did you pass your life after initiation and how did you attain this body having quit your old one in due course? Purport. Sri Narada Muni in his previous life was just an ordinary maidservant's son. So how he became so perfectly transformed into the spiritual body of eternal life, bliss and knowledge is certainly important. Sri Vyasadeva desired him to disclose the facts for everyone's satisfaction.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Etkrupatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna.
So Vyasadevji is asking, he is asking questions to Narada Muni. Srila Vyasadeva is asking about his life, because Narada Muni has explained how the Bhaktivedantists came, they trained him, they educated him on Krishna consciousness. And now Srila Vyasadeva wants to know what happened after they left. So basically, Vyasadeva's questions are about past life, and is very enthusiastic to know about Narad Muni's advancement in Krishna consciousness. So this kind of question answers that is happening now is very exciting. In the first canto, second chapter, we find this: Munaya Sadhu Prishtoham Bhavadbir Loka Mangalam Yatkrita Krishna Samprishno Enatma Suprasidati. Sanaka, these rishis have asked 6 questions, and Shruta Goswami begins by saying, Sadhu, Sadhu, what questions you have asked? Just like nowadays, if you are excited, you say, wow. Earlier, whenever they would be excited by something, they would say, Sadhu. That is a more earlier version of wow. Sadhu, Munaya, oh Munis, Sadhu, Sadhu. Prishtoham, you have asked questions. Bhavadbir, Loka Mangalam, your questions will bring auspiciousness in the entire world. Why? Yat Krita, because these questions are Yat Krita Krishna Samprishno. We are connected with Krishna. And whenever we ask questions and get answers connected to Krishna, Yenatma Suprasidati, the soul is completely satisfied. We feel nourished, fulfilled. And the purport Srila Prabhupada says how everybody is asking questions and giving answers. Srila Prabhupada writes in detail about as soon as the sun rises in the morning, the birds start asking questions. Where is food? Where is food? Then children go to school, they ask questions, teachers ask questions, children give answers. Then Prabhupada says the businessman goes to stock market, they ask questions, they get answers. Parliamentarians ask questions, get answers. The press people ask questions, they get answers. So Srila Prabhupada writes a long list of people from morning to night, they're asking questions and getting answers. And in the end he says, but none of them are satisfied because these questions have nothing to do with Krishna. Whereas here, Vyasadeva is asking questions about Krishna consciousness, Narad Muni's connection with Krishna. And then Narad Muni is going to say now, in this chapter, this has just begun, this is a very exciting chapter. He's going to say how his mother died after the Bhaktivedanta is left. One day in the night, Ekada Nirgatam Geha Duhantim Nishigampati Sarpo Dashat Padas Prishta Kripana Kala Shodita. One night my mother was going to milk the cow and the serpent bit her and she died and I was the only child and I didn't know what to do, but I was guided by the Lord. I left. With Pratishtam Vishamuttaram, I went to the northern side. I renounced everything. I was guided by Krishna. And lot of temptations and distractions came. Beautiful cities and beautiful forests, everything. I just focused on my Krishna consciousness. And I did my meditation and Krishna appeared. And I was so happy. And then Krishna disappeared. And then I tried to do that meditation again and again to get that vision of Krishna. But Krishna never came again. And I got frustrated. And then I heard Krishna's voice who said, "You will never be able to see me again in this life. But keep practicing devotional service. Keep chanting, keep hearing. And after this life, you will come back to me." So basically, he got the causeless mercy of the Lord who encouraged him to go on with enthusiasm and faith. And as we come to the end of this chapter, we find this beautiful instruction by Narad Muni. Naman anantasya hata trapa patan guyani badrani kutani chasmaran gam paryatam stushta manha gataspraha kalam pratishtam vimado vimatsara. Without envy, I went on hearing and chanting about Krishna. I went to all the places. So he is speaking about how, after he heard the Lord's encouragement, he kept practicing Krishna consciousness. And that purport, Srila Prabhupada begins by writing that life of a sincere devotee is described in this verse. Many times devotees ask this question. This is a common question in all programs. How to become sincere, Prabhuji? How to become sincere? So life of a sincere devotee is described in this verse. Prabhupada says, Naman anantasya atatrapapatan. This is the same chapter. And towards the end of the chapter, Srila Prabhupada, Narad Muni is saying, therefore hearing and chanting of Krishna's glories is the ultimate cause of satisfaction. Etadya tura chitta na matra sparsha chayamuhu bhava sindhu plavo drishto hari charyanu varnanam. So we are all in atur. Atur means anxiety. We all go through aturta, anxiety. Chittanam, our consciousness is filled with anxiety. And this anxiety comes because of matra sparsha chayamuhu, because of the contact of the senses with the sense objects. Therefore, to cross over this material ocean, we need a strong boat. Bhava sindhu plavo drishto. And that strong rock boat, solid, not rock boat, it cannot be of a rock, rock will drown. But a solid boat, strong boat, is Hari Charyanu Varnanam, glorification of Krishna. So therefore, we have to go on with enthusiasm and faith in the process of hearing and chanting. And for some special devotees like Narad Muni, they get a glimpse. Lord gives them a special vision as He gives them in this chapter. And Srila Prabhupada writes there in that purport that not all of us can see the Lord the way Narad Muni saw. But Narad Muni, through Narad Muni's example, the Lord is teaching us how we have to go on. And for us, how we can go on, just what is our equivalent of what Narad Muni saw? Right? Narad Muni got that vision. We may say, I did not see Krishna. So, once His Holiness Purnachandra Goswami Maharaj, he gave a very practical thing how we can also, like Narad Muni in his previous life, got the glimpse of Krishna and he kept continuing. So, he said, we also can continue like that with enthusiasm. If we remember our initial days or those moments in bhakti, when we felt a deep sense of connection with Krishna in some experience we got. But then he gave his own story. He said, when he was a new bhakta, they went to Mayapur from America, wherever he was. So he says, that in Mayapur, we were sitting in the bus, trying from Mayapur complex, with temple area, we were going to the holy places. So he said, when I was sitting in the bus, suddenly, for a 2 or 3 seconds, there was this experience of feeling sheltered. It says, it was such an intense experience that I cannot describe in words. It was such an experience of happiness and satisfaction. And then he said, for some devotees it is sankirtan, sometimes they get that glimpse of ecstasy. For some it is circumambulation during Tulsi Aarti. For some it is during Shikshastakam prayers chanting. For some it is during deity worship. So there are some activities in bhakti yoga where a person at some point of time, somewhere felt sheltered, felt a sense of belonging. So if we reconnect to that experience, that will give us taste and strength to go on chanting and hearing even when
the excitement in which we have committed to practice, that excitement dies off after some time. Like when we took the vows in spiritual, in our Krishna consciousness, we were very happy and excited when we made that promise. Now that excitement may not sustain, but our vows we have to remain steadfast in our vows. That is called commitment. Commitment means when we are steadfast. Enthusiasm means when we are steadfast in our vows, even when the excitement which we had when we made the vows is not there. That is what marriage is all about, right? Relationship, commitment is all about that. So how do we go on, is like this, connecting to our, what we could call as a home state, you know. To give a mundane example, when I was in, many years ago, when I was in college, it was rainy season like this. I had gone to a friend's place where it became flooded. He was in a low-lying area, staying near a chawl area, ground on the ground. And suddenly there was so much water upsurge that we had to wade through neck-deep waters. And we all knew that water was from the drainage, you know, all the houses, the toilets, the commode, the water had come out of all the commodes. And it was all water-filled. So we were in this deep water and it was that yuck feeling, you know. Like, we know that what is this water. And somehow for half an hour we had to go through that. And finally, I came home. My home was at Kolaba, facing the ocean. So when I came home, went to my house, immediately went under the shower. And I took bath and I rubbed soap as if this is the first time I'm taking bath, last time I'm taking bath in life. And after that bath, and I sat in the room drinking, sipping some hot tea. And I remember feeling at that point of time, a sense of safety, you know, I'm at home. You know what I mean? It's like, at last I'm at home after all this, all that horrible journey, walking, comfortable. So just like in our physical world, we need a home where we come and we feel safe, right? Similarly, in our inner world, when we go through guilt, feeling of inadequacy, fear, or, you know, approval-seeking behavior constantly, trying to control things, enjoying mood, you know, racing against time, rajoguna, tamoguna, all these complications that we have in our inner world, it is like that yuck feeling, you know, we get disgusted. At such times, we, just like in our physical, external world, we need a home where we feel shelter. Similarly, in our inner world, we need some activity or a place of existence or a state of being where we feel that shelter. For some it is deity worship. For some it is, like I know for some devotees, deity worship is not their favorite service. Deity worship is who they are. Their identity is merged with, some devotees' identity is merged with Sankirtan. They're always available for Sankirtan. That's what who they are. So there is always, we all have some attraction in Krishna consciousness for something which is our home state. So home state means basically an activity in bhakti where we feel a sense of shelter, sense of belongingness, we feel safe, we feel loved, we feel dependent, we feel tiny, yet we feel loved. We feel insignificant, but we also feel, I'm very safe here. So in that state, if we live, or if we spend time in that state, then we will be nourished in our bhakti practices. Like in Journey Home, we read, Isolina Pradhana Swami Maharaj writes, how at Rupa Goswami Samadhi, as a young seeker, what he went through, you know. So that experiences, we sometimes may not get at that level, but in our own world, in our own way, we understand what is that gives us shelter in bhakti. And the more time we spend in that state, the more we will get the strength to continue even when we are not excited. Because nowadays it's all about stimulation, you know. Happiness is equated with stimulation. So we will not be stimulated always. So therefore, our responsibility is enthusiasm. So there is one level, highest level, which is called, you know, Shuddha Naam or Krishna Prem, where there is taste for bhakti. The taste is one level. And there is the other lowest level, where there is aparad, naam aparad, or indifference to the holy name, apathy. But in between that indifference and taste, there is something called as enthusiasm, which is what we call as Namabhas, which is within our reach. And Namabhas chanting is our responsibility. So, you know, it's like this. Indifference to our bhakti practices, apathy, is considered like being on the ground floor. And Krishna is in the second floor. But Krishna will not pick us up from ground floor. Krishna will say, you come to first floor. And if you are on first floor, we can't say, now I have come to first floor, I will go to second floor. No. There is steps from ground floor to first floor. But from first floor to second floor, there is nothing. Krishna has to pick you up. So, Shuddha Prem, taste in bhakti is a reward that Krishna gives when he is satisfied that we are enthusiastic. And out of his own causeless mercy, he will give that. But it is our responsibility to go from apathy or aparad, offenses in our practices, to enthusiasm, to namabhas. But from namabhas to Shuddha Prem is Krishna's mercy. In Bhaktya Loka, which is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary on the first three verses of Upadeshamrit, Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrit. So there he writes very beautifully that how if you are not enthusiastic in our bhakti practices, then it leads to indifference or apathy. And that leads to a tendency towards mayavad, impersonalism. So we think, we may be philosophically not impersonalists. We may criticize impersonalism in our lectures. But in our attitude towards the bhakti practices and towards other devotees, we may actually become impersonalist. See the psychology, how the psychology works. See, if we don't consciously come to the namabhas platform, then the psychology is, see, first of all, we don't have strong faith in hearing and chanting. That is what is the state. And simultaneously, we lose attraction for fruitive work, or, you know, we are somewhat disgusted with material world. So the result is what? The result is indifference or apathy. So therefore there is no enthusiasm, no interest in devotional service. Then we get thoughts like, you know, why should I do anything? You know, if everything I do is ultimately going to lead to suffering. So that's how melancholy gets in, and melancholy leads to depression. So therefore a sadhaka can also get low simply because of indifference. And then we go to the other extreme. Oh, no, this indifference is bad. So I have to be enthusiastic. And then the other extreme is rajoguna, or passion, masquerades as enthusiasm. And then we think that, oh, I have to always keep myself busy. You know, I have to be busy. But if the mind is not fixed on Krishna, then our busyness or our activities that we do when we are busy, that is simply in rajoguna, mode of passion. And Bhagavad Gita says, etat agre amritam eva pariname vishopakam. Passion leads to suffering. So activities in rajoguna do not satisfy us. And secondly, activities in rajoguna, they do not increase faith in Krishna. They may give some excitement. You know, there's a difference between excitement and fulfillment. Excitement is what we get when we, you know, there is a titillation of the senses. You know, we get something, we hear something exciting. So there's a kick we get, you know. Like during our grand, I remember seeing my maternal grandfather, you know, sometimes he would take this, some kind of an intoxicant on his palm, and he would do his thumb like this, and then he would put it in the nose, and he would get that, that is a stimulant. No, that nowadays we do like this and get a stimulant. We have a smartphone and we keep moving our fingers. That is a modern equivalent. But there is something that excites us, something that stimulates us. So modern society, happiness is equated with stimulation. But spiritual practices are not stimulant. They are not stimulating. They are supposed to be fulfilling, which is a deeper sense of satisfaction. So to the extent we become enthusiastic, which means, see, what is the difference between enthusiasm and passion now? You may say, okay, how do I know I am not passionate and I am enthusiastic? Simple. When we understand the purpose of what I am doing, when we connect to the reason why I am doing what I am doing, then there is enthusiasm. If I am consciously offering my activity to Krishna, then, and I remain steady in my duties, then I become enthusiastic in what I am doing. So now we have a mandate now, we have Krishna consciousness. So as a Krishna conscious preacher, sadhaka, when I am whatever services I am doing, if I am offering them to Krishna consciously, then my enthusiasm is bona fide. Otherwise, there is a good chance that enthusiasm will slip to Rajoguna. So, one of the best examples in the Srimad Bhagavatam about enthusiasm for devotional practices is we find in the 18th chapter of the first canto only, when Parikshit Maharaj's birth has been described, Bhagavatam's origin has been described, the six questions the Vyasa had asked, led by Shaunaka Rishi, Sutta Goswami has answered all of them, and such beautiful descriptions were given, everything is over. So at that end, Shaunaka Rishi, Sutta Goswami says, Upavarnitam etadva. Upavarnitam means I have completely answered all your questions. So the class is over now. Bhagavatam ki jai, ho gaya, class is over. He says, Upavarnitam etadva punyam parikshitam maya. You wanted to know about Parikshit Maharaj. I have answered everything. Vasudeva katopetam. I have completed the Krishna katha. Akhyanamed aprichaya. Whatever you asked, I have answered. The discussion is over. Now, after this, what Sutta Goswami has said, Shaunaka Rishi, on behalf of all the sages, he asks very humbly that, no, you can't say the class is over. You can't say it is done. We have just begun. So, the ideal situation is when the audience is enthusiastic to hear more and the speaker wants to satisfy them. You know, so those who love Krishna, they are always eager to glorify Krishna. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was once saying that he was once giving a class in West, in some place in America. And you know, America is different from India. Like in India, the audience is respectful sometimes. And West also they are respectful. But they are very frank, many people there. And they say what is there in their mind openly. So like Maharaj does here sometimes, shall I continue? And audience immediately says, Hari Bol. So Maharaj in that same mood, you know, he asked our audience there, shall I continue? There was one young man in the audience sitting right in the front and he shouted, no! And Maharaj smiled. Maharaj said, whatever you say, I'm going to continue. Because others wanted to hear. So that eagerness, enthusiasm to glorify Krishna, enthusiasm to hear about Krishna, that enthusiasm is what nourishes devotees. You know, like in 2009 or something, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj gave a class on that milk drinking Brahmin pastime. That same pastime in that entire year he spoke 10 or 11 times. And each time he spoke in detail, regardless of the fact that he had spoken the same just a few weeks ago. Because he was entering that space and that was relevant to that context. And he just, if we had to speak it again, we would just say, okay, the yesterday's speaker spoke this, and we know what the pastime is. So that enthusiasm to glorify Krishna is very natural for advanced Vaishnavas. Therefore, Shaunaka Rishi is surprised that Sutta Goswami is saying that, okay, I have answered all your questions, class is over. So he says, no, Sutta Jiva Sama Saumya Shashvatir Vishadam Yashah. Yastam Shamsasi Krishnasya Martyanam Amritam Hina. He says, oh Sutta Goswami, you are Saumya, you are so nice, you are so kind. And may your fame be eternal. And you are giving us Krishna. And this Krishna that you are giving, Martyanam Amritam Hina, those who are dying, which means all of us, for all of us, this Krishna Katha is Amrita, is nectar. And they are disappointed in one sense. They want more. So then, Shaunaka Rishi says, see, before you came here to give us Krishna Katha, we were already doing Yajna for universal peace, for thousands of years we were doing Yajna. But you came and you changed the whole thing. The game got changed. Because what we were doing before you came was what? And what were we creating by our Yajna? Karman asmin anashvase dhuma dhumam ritam bhavan apayati goinda. Pada Padma Savam Madhu. So before you came, by our Yajna, Dhuma Dhuma Amritam, we were only creating smoke and more smoke by the fire sacrifices. But you came, Apayati Govinda, you spoke about Govinda, Krishna, and Krishna's lotus feet nectar you are giving us. For the sages want more, But they are, first of course, they are grateful. And then they are also greedy for more. This is how a devotee is. Devotee is grateful, but he wants more. So then they say, Tulayama lave napi nasvargam napunarbhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kim utashisha. If we get tulayama lave napi, if we get one moment of association of an advanced Vaishnava like you, O Suta Goswami, then we won't have to take birth again because you can give us Krishna. Bhagavat sangi sangasya. We are getting association of a person who is an associate of Krishna. So for a dying man, martyanam ki mutashisha, what else is needed? So Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he writes beautifully the difference between Bhagavat Sanghi and Yoshit Sanghi. He says, most people in this world are Yoshit Sanghi. They want to enjoy with sense gratifiers. They want association of sense gratifiers. But advanced and evolved people want association of Bhagavat Sanghis. And that's what, then they humbly challenge. In those next two verses, very beautifully they explain that you cannot say you have completed the class because you are one who is relishing Krishna Katha. Ko nama tripet rasavet kathayam mahatamai kanta parayanasya nantam gunanama gunasya jagmur yogeshwaraye bhava padma mukhya. So the first point Swanakarishi says is, Ko nama tripet, how can you be satisfied completely? Because you are rasavit. You are expert in mellows of Krishna. And kathayam, you can glorify Krishna so much. How can you be completely satisfied? Ko nama tripet rasavit kathayam mahatamai kanta parayanasya. And you are always worshipping Krishna. And third, very interesting point. They are saying, Nantam gunanama gunasya jagmur. Krishna's qualities are na antam. There is no end to Krishna's qualities. Nantam gunanama gunasya jagmur. And he has no material qualities. And there is no end to those qualities. And when Yogeshwara ye bhava, when Brahmaji and Shivaji cannot completely glorify Krishna, how can you say you have completely glorified Krishna? That is why Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, when he started this newspaper, every day, spiritual newspaper, and people protested. Somebody asked him, challenged him, no, what is the use? He said, material world is not one fourth of the whole creation. Out of that one fourth, then he gave breakup. How earth is, this universe is one tiny universe, within that there is one earth planet, within that there is one small city, Calcutta, and there is 12 dozen newspapers. For such a mundane activity, there are so many newspapers. For spiritual world, there are so much opportunity to discuss. So then, finally, the Swanakarishi says that we basically want to hear more. We are enthusiastic. So there is a very beautiful verse where Prabhupada compares, where Swanakarishi is saying, who are you, Suta Goswami, and who are we? He puts everything in perspective. And because of that, the Krishna Katha has to go on. Tanno bhavan vai bhagavat pradano mahattamai kanta parayanasya hare rudaram charitam vishuddham shushru shatamno vitanoti vidvan. He says, Swanakarishi says, you are Bhagavat Pradhan, Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhan. You can give us Krishna. And you have taken shelter of Krishna. And on top of that, Krishna is very generous. Hare Rudaram Charitam Vishuddham. Krishna is perfectly pure. Krishna is magnanimous. He wants to enter into the hearts of every living entity. And you on top of it are enthusiastic to give Krishna. And who are we? Swanakarishi says, Shushru Shatam no Vitano to Vitvan. We are Shushru Shatam. We are eager to hear. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he compares the first these two words. Swanakarishi is saying, you are Bhagavat Pradhan and we are Shushru Shatam. You are the one who wants to give Krishna and we want to receive Krishna. What a happy marriage it is. So Prabhupada says, if the speaker is Bhagavat Pradhan and if the audience is Shushru Shatam, in their coming together, Krishna will take birth. Just like if the man is potent and the woman is fertile, and if they get married and they have a child, then there is a possibility that there will be a child. Similarly, the speaker is eager to glorify Krishna and the audience is enthusiastic to hear about Krishna, then that combination will give rise to Krishna. And such a devotee who is Bhagavat Pradhan, and if he is glorifying Krishna, what an opportunity it is. Like his Sanat Kumar Prabhu was once telling me that when he was a new brahmachari, he had just joined the temple, he says, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj got malaria. He said that is the first time he got malaria, and hopefully the last time. So, Maharaj got malaria, and generally, you know, when you get very high fever, you become delirious. You speak, you know, incoherent things, you blabber. So, Maharaj's temperature increased a lot. So, Sanat Kumar Prabhu was there, he was serving Maharaj. So, then he was saying that Maharaj was in that state also delirious, externally like everyone else. But the difference was, in that state of delirium, he was constantly saying, speaking about the different demons of Vrindavan and how Krishna killed them. I mean, somebody is not in a so-called very aware and conscious state, and that state is glorifying Krishna killing demons. So what level that must be, right? So therefore we need to, okay, we may not have that taste. But if we are enthusiastic, that is the whole theme here today. If we have enthusiasm to hear from such a person, then we also have hope. See, our state is like what our Shyamananda Prabhu once revealed to me, my state. You know, we were in Hanging Garden and sitting on a bench after the walk. This is some years ago. So I was sitting on that bench and he came, Shyamananda Prabhu came and sat next to me and we were chanting quietly. Suddenly one man was walking in the park and I shouldn't be speaking this, but I'm tempted to say this. He was having some cold or cough and thick mucus is spat out. And it was repulsive at, you know, first sight. And we were like, and he spat and he walked away. And we could see that thick green mucus. And then, and as I looked aside, and the Shyamananda Prabhu said, see. And I saw that it was an interesting sight. A crow came flying. Crow came close to that mucus. And the crow is looking here and there. And then the crow kept staring at us, both of us. Shyamananda Prabhu was telling me then, see, the crow is thinking we are its competitors. We also want that. So then Shyamananda Prabhu reassured that crow. No, my dear friend, you take it. It's all yours. Feast, take it. We don't want it. So the crow came slowly ahead, again kept looking here and there, again. So like that, finally he came, tasted a little, then again looked here and there, was so afraid. And finally devoured that entire feast. And then he flew away. So it was disgusting in one sense, but then Shyamananda Prabhu told me, see, our taste is like that. We are like that crow. And all the kachra news of this world, we are so excited. But Krishna Katha, we don't have taste. So therefore, at least if we connect with somebody who is Bhagavat Pradhan, then we have some hope. Like, you know, Srila Prabhupada, he went to Boston. Now imagine this situation, Boston, you know, in that time, God forsaken place, all hippies have come to Boston University, Satsarup Maharaj has arranged a program. Satsarup Maharaj mentions this in that book, I'm Not Displeased with Any Member. So he had arranged this program and Srila Prabhupada brought, and Srila Prabhupada is addressing these young hippies, boys and girls who have no idea about Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada begins the lecture by saying, I want to thank all of you young boys and girls of America for giving me a chance today to glorify Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So on this one sentence, he writes a whole chapter, Maharaj writes, that who are these boys and girls? They had no idea about Krishna. And they had not come there to hear about Krishna as such. But Srila Prabhupada saw that as an opportunity to give them Krishna, because he is Bhagavat Pradhan. He wants to give Krishna. So therefore, if we get association of such devotees, then we have hope. So this is the what is given in the 18th chapter of the first canto. Actually, this is what will ensure that there is harmony in the relationships also. Because the Guru, Sri Guru comes to give us Krishna, is Bhagavat Pradhan. But unfortunately, many of us, we may be attracted by Sri Guru's other qualities. Like, you know, his loving nature, he may hug me, he may tap my head with his bead bag. Oh, mercy. That's nice, that is mercy, that is not different, you know, from the Krishna's frame that he is carrying. But the point is, he wants us to get attracted to Krishna. So what happens sometimes? Guru gives affection to us, hoping that we will connect with Krishna. And we connect with Krishna hoping that the Guru will continue to give us the affection. Somewhere that will lead to a conflict of expectation. If we don't have clarity, the purpose of Sri Guru's descent. Why the Guru comes. So our agenda and the pure devotee's agenda is simple. We have to love Krishna. But that inner dichotomy is resolved if we raise the bar in our spiritual practices and understand that I need to serve and accept Krishna. That's when Shaunaka Rishi has glorified Sutta Goswami so much that, you know, you have to give us Krishna, you can't stop the Krishna Katha. Then when Sutta Goswami starts speaking, he gives a gold standard for enthusiasm. He says that he is excited to speak and whatever mercy that you are all saying that I have got, it is because I served the seniors, I served devotees, I served Vaishnavas. Although my birth is low, he says. Aho vayam janma brito dhyahasma vriddhanu vrityapi vilo majata daushkulyam adim vidunoti shigram mahattamanam abhidhana yoga. He says, although I am low birth, but vriddhanu vrityapi, I served devotees and that purified me. So therefore, this is our golden chance. And best part is, you know, we are in this material world which guarantees repeated kicks and suffering. And we get enough experiences in our life to take shelter of Bhagavatam, to take shelter of Krishna Katha. We don't get always happiness and we are not always suffering also. Brahmaji, when he is instructing the Devatas, in the third canto, he says, Ye vyartitam apichano nrgatim prapanna jnanam cha tattva visayam sahadharmam yatra naradanam bhagavato vitaranta mushya sammohita vitataya bata mayayate. He says, we desire to get life, birth in earth planet. Brahmaji is saying, we want to be like the human beings because there is not complete misery also, complete happiness also, enjoyment also. And he says, in this human form of life, jnanam cha tattva visayam sahadharmam yatra, we can understand dharma, we can get real knowledge. And after getting human form of life, Brahmaji's verdict is, naradhanam bhagavato vitaranta mushya, you are not worshipping Krishna? Then, sammohita vitataya bata mayayate. Such a person is influenced by maya and is bewildered. This is Brahmaji's verdict. Because there is a chance, golden chance, when, you know, because when we go through what we go through as human beings, we get enough kicks to take complete shelter of Krishna. We get enough indications, direct, indirect, from all sides. Initially, when we are younger and our body is passionate and we do enthusiastically many things, we don't understand many times. But as the body starts giving away, as we start suffering from all fronts, you know, it's like Govardhan Parikrama, I remember. You know, when we begin the Govardhan Parikrama at Kusum Sarovar, we're enthusiastic and I don't care, I don't look here and there, just chanting, Hare Krishna, we want to complete the Parikrama. And there are these announcements made, every 5 minutes we find these people selling, you know, what is that, Sheetal pain balm, and that there's a cacophonic voice. And that person is speaking about the effects of the balm, how it will relieve pain, joint pain, all that. We just don't care about it. But as we complete the parikrama, after Uddhav Kund, near Radha Kund, and then walking towards Kusum Sarovar, the whole body is paining, knees are paining, joint pain. That time, every word of that announcement, then the mind starts saying, maybe I should try that. Kitna hoga, maybe it will give relief. All the ideas start coming. You know, so when we are younger, Bhagavatam statements, many times we just, it doesn't, you know, we memorize it and we just speak about it. But as you get older, every word of the scriptures, if you have the right attitude, it will help us go deeper. That's why Maitreya Rishi says, you know, generally people drink nectar, they drink with the mouth, but Krishna nectar has to be drunk through ears. Pibantiye bhagavata atmana satam katamritam shravana puteshu samritam punantite vishaya vidushitashayam prajanti tacharana saroruhantikam. Pibanti means drink about Bhagavata, Atmana Satam, about Krishna, drink about Krishna, katamritam, but shravana puteshu, the whole of the ear. We drink this nectar through the whole of the ears. And then, punantite vishaya vidushitashayam, all the material contamination of the heart will go away. And vrajantita charana saroruhantikam, we will get shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So this is the way, and this is how Bhagavat Pradhan, like Srila Prabhupada has given us such amazing Bhagavatam purports. In Vrindavan, when Srila Prabhupada was translating Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, he was very sick. So there was this, and he was translating in the terrace. And during summer season, there is this huge wind that blows from the Rajputana desert. It's called Lu. And it kills also sometimes. So Prabhupada's servant ran to the terrace thinking that Prabhupada might be in harm's way because of the Lu. But Srila Prabhupada was absorbed in his translation, indifferent to what was happening. And he came and he put a shawl and he was like panicking, but Srila Prabhupada was completely absorbed. And so he was stunned to see Srila Prabhupada's absorption. So therefore, from our... So we can know that we will get nourishment from this. We may not be stimulated. You know, like for stimulation, you know, sometimes we eat something chatpata, something that is titillating to the tongue, you know, we like it. That we may need also. But every day if you eat that, you know, I don't know if I've experienced it, we hanker, you know, for dal, roti, dal, rice, sometimes moong dal chahiye bas. Because we have, that stimulant is not what satisfies us. Similarly, we may hear, we may read exciting stuff, but the soul doesn't get satisfied. We need that nourishing food of Krishna Katha. And that's what Srila Prabhupada and Bhagavat Pradhan, spiritual master, gives. From our side, what we have to do? Shukdev Goswami has told us, Shrinvata Shuddhaya Nityam Grinatascha Swacheshtitam. We have to work hard in our process. Grinatascha Swacheshtitam. It's a voluntary, conscious effort to hear and study scriptures. Kalena Nati Dhirgena Bhagavan Vishate Hridaye. If we are enthusiastic in that process, then Krishna will reveal everything. So this is the discussion for today. So if anybody has any questions or comments, we can take now. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.